Hallelujah,
Love Talk
hallelujah.
Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name. Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, because we rise and shine only because of your commands, God. We thank you for calling our heart, mind, souls back into existence. One more day, God. We thank you for the grace and mercy that have embraced us, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The joy of knowing you, the joy of serving you, God. The joy of just being able, God, to correct our wrongs, God, by asking for forgiveness, God. We thank you for giving us the strength, the will, the desire to come before you today, God. We thank you, Lord, for calling our hearts and souls back into existence, making your face to shine upon the just, the unjust, the righteous, the bound, and the free, God. All of us, God, we owe you everything, God. God, we thank you for the blood that runs through our veins, the operation of our limbs, God. You clothe us in the right mind, God. We thank you for how you have provided for us, God, and holding back the forces of evil, death, and destruction, God. Father, forgive us for anything that we have said, done, thought, felt, and desired that was displeasing, anything that did not bring you praise, honor, or glory. We ask for you to forgive us, God. Everybody on this line, God, we all need something from you, God. Give us the will to walk right, to live right, to walk in faith, to walk in victory, to walk in obedience, God, to walk in love for some of us, God. Help us to forgive and forget about those things that are behind us, God. Cancel every work of the devil. Cancel the work of voodoo, witchcraft, and everything, God, that plagues us and plagues our world right now, God. Lord, when the devil comes in like a flood, Lord, you lift up a standard over us, God, and we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for looking on our hearts, minds, our spirits, our young people, our older people, all of us, God. We just want to say thank you, God, for strengthening our hearts, our minds, God. We thank you for molding and making us more like you and less like this world, God. We thank you, God, for giving us every opportunity, God, to turn to you, God, and allow you to use us, God. As I prepare, God, to speak to your people, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me and to me as well. Oh, God, lift up our hearts, renew our minds, God. Give us hearts and minds to receive what thus saith the Lord, God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for using me, Lord, for such a time as this, God. Thank you, God, for the blessing to serve you, for the blessing to know you more, in Jesus' name, God. And I'm asking you right now, God, as I carry, after I cast all of my cares and concerns to you, Lord, and I cast the cares and concerns of all those on this line today, God, strengthen them, God. Give them healing, God. Give them power. Give them your overcoming power to overcome the things that they face today. Give them the wisdom, the direction, Lord, to hear your voice, Lord, so that they will not follow a stranger, God. Season us all with the thoughts of heaven that we may bring grace and peace to the hearers and glory to your name and to your kingdom, God. And we'll be so ever to give you all the praise, honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. The host of this call is Dr. Apostle Alfreda Bradford out of the Philadelphia area. But my name is Sister Shannon Sproul, and I will be standing in this morning just giving you a few words of encouragement. Thank you to all the visitors and all the listening audiences all over the world, all over this globe. Thank you for chiming in just to hear, you know, a breakfast, a little tidbit of something just to get you started. And starting off with the Word of God is always a good thing, in Jesus' name. So our theme for this month is still we're on the theme of prayer and the power of prayer. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has given me some key points for us to touch on just a little bit. This is mainly for all those that are some seasoned saints on this line. It's just some food for thought, something to help you to be more effective in your prayer life, something to help you to chew on as you go through your day about God and the principles and the power of prayer. And I want to look at it from the fact of not only with the prayer, but with the fasting. prayer and fasting is the two strongest arsenals that we have in our spiritual warfare. These two powerful things, when you place them together, can pack a mighty punch. We know that Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 stood and prayed for 40 days, and then he was tempted. But after that, he started his ministry. And anything that God, that Jesus did, we are to follow. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we follow Jesus. We know, and then Jesus fasted and prayed on many occasions, and he went into deep prayer, going off to himself many times to pray, leaving his disciples and going to have intimate time. That's what it means to pray. We come into intimacy with God. We're able to release ourselves when we allow ourselves to be effective and come to God, being vulnerable. With God, you can be vulnerable. But we want to just look at just some small little tidbits. As I said, fasting and prayer. I give it to you the way the Holy Spirit gives it to me. So we want to look at the part of the fasting part, also with the component of the prayer. From the Old Testament, we want to look at most battles and most fighting of the enemy in the Old Testament, they called a fast. The Israelites, they fast as they confronted the tribe of Benjamin. We want to look at King Jehoshaphat, who fasted before battle. And last, we want to look at Nehemiah, who was also fasting and praying before a battle. In Judges chapter 20, verse 26, and it says, they fasted that day until evening and presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to the Lord. This fast in Judges is one of the earliest mentioned fasting, first fastings to occur. It was a battle. And God gives us strategy and victory. What God gives both strategy and victory to the Israelite army after seeking him in prayer and fasting. Oh, yes, they were going through a battle, so they called a fast. You know, when you turn down your plate, that is the quickest and more effective way to get God's attention, because you're denying yourself of something, and you're showing God, look, I'm sincere, I mean business, and I want to be fully prepared to go to battle. And this was the case with the Israelites. They were avenging a horrendous murder that had taken place, and the people demanded justice, so they united against the tribe of Benjamin to get victory, horrendous murder. Sometimes when you're faced with a situation, injustice, suffering, tragedy, losses, the battlefield starts with fasting and praying. You turn down your plea. You start to obey God in this way. You are able to fight a fight that you would never be able to fight in a human sense. I mean, the Israelites had a fight on their hands, and when they first tried to do it, they fell. And the Lord told them again, go, and they obeyed. And then the next day, they were cut down in battle. Yes, the next day, they were still cut down in battle. The Israelites then went up to Bethel and into the Ark of the Covenant, and then they fasted and presented offerings to the Lord, and they continued to pray and to inquire if they should continue. And the Lord confirmed his word to them, go, for tomorrow I will give them into your hands, Judges 20 and 28. Sometimes God tells us to press. Press. You may have to fast a couple of days. You may have to start from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. or 12 noon or whatever God is putting on your heart. And then after, do that again the next day and the next day. See, we just can't give up. But we know that afterwards the Israelites set up an ambush and won a decisive victory on the third day. So we see the power of fasting and praying. I don't know whatever battles you are facing in life. Continue to seek God. The Lord, and continue to seek God and seek him every step of the way. Don't quit. And don't give up. If the situation seems bleak, continue to seek God in prayer and fasting, and you will get the victory. Because through your fasting and praying, God will give you assurance, strategy, and strength to continue to victory. And that's the first look. Now we want to look at fasting and praying through Jehoshaphat. Coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 30, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord and to proclaim a fast for all Judah. The Old Testament reminds us the important principle. We don't triumph in battle because of human strength, but because the Lord is with us. Another profound battle in the Old Testament that was fought with fasting and prayer. King Jehoshaphat had a vast army approaching, and although he was afraid, he called the entire nation to unite in prayer and fasting. And you can find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. Are you facing a battle in your family? Well, maybe it's time for you to unite with your spiritual family. Turn down your plea. Find somebody that you trust and say, look, would you fast with me? Would you turn down your plate for me with this situation? Because we know that when we come together, when God sees unity, he commands the blessing. We also know that King Jehoshaphat led the assembly in seeking God first, and he reminded them, put your trust in the Lord, and you will be established in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. We know ultimately that King Jehoshaphat won the battle. The king then placed the worshipers who sung and praised the Lord in holy attire before the army with God's leading. They experienced great victory that day through fasting and prayer. Are you reaching for worship, prayer, and fasting first when you encounter difficulties? Daniel took this approach. Yes, he did. And so did King Jehoshaphat. God will strengthen you and give you insight and strategy. Only keep him first in all that you do. So when you're fasting, you fast with a purpose. We're not just turning down our plates to deny ourselves food or whatever fleshly desires you're turning your plate down for. We're turning down our plates also to become into intimacy with God. And fasting and praying is one of those ways we can stay connected with God. We can stay healthy in our spiritual life, in our prayer life. We become more effective as we do these two things together. And the last battle I want us to look at from fasting and praying comes from Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 4, and it says, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept for some days. I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Sometimes as believers, we have to build and battle at the same time. Have you ever came and have you ever had a season where you had to build and battle at the same time? An experience can be very demanding. And it can be very heart-searching. And we must focus on the fasting and the demands of life The story of Nehemiah is a great encouragement in these times of building and battling through fasting and praying. Nehemiah was afraid, and he was deeply grieved, but he was resolved. He prayed and fasted for many days, and Nehemiah had led the team that rebuilt the wall, the physical labor. And he worked very hard. Nehemiah also fought off external threats from enemies and dealt with internal conflict among the Jews. Have you ever seen that? We see this humble leader repeatedly responded to stressful situations by praying and seeking God's wisdom and strength. We see that in Nehemiah 1 and 4 and 2 and 4 and 6 and 9. Was Nehemiah afraid? Yes, he was. Was he stressed? Yes. But he kept on, and he led them to work with a tool in one hand and a weapon in the other. And yes, they won through their fasting and through their external encounter and the conflict as they were going through. They were going through spiritual warfare. Physical work had to be done at the same time. I mean, this kind of battle was even harder, but they continued to seek God in prayer, and they pressed forward. That's a hard thing to do, to build and battle at the same time. And I mean, I know some of us in these last and evil days, we're going through some hard times, but the way to get through it is through your praying and through your fasting. These are some of the very effective keys and talents and abilities that God has given us, and we do not want to neglect them. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Mark 9:29. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Sometimes we might have to fight the good fight of faith, but we may have to fight it turning down our plates. And we may have to fight it by getting on our knees and praying. For some, but you don't always have to get on your knees. You can stand up and fight. You can sit down in your chair and fight just by praying. If I have not learned anything in my salvation, it is prayer. Prayer and more prayer. Little prayer, as I hear pastors say, little power. A lot of prayer, a lot of power. In Luke chapter 22, verses 40 and 41, this is out of the NIV version, on reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, kneeled down and prayed. Prayer is so important when fighting temptation that Jesus told the disciples to do it twice in the same evening. He repeats his command again in Luke chapter 22, that same chapter, but in verses 45 and 46 as well. But then when he came, it says in the Bible that he found them sleeping. And he told them, you know, you got to wake up. Basically what he was saying, you got to wake up. And you got to stay alert. You got to stay attentive. And you got to stay praying. Sometimes when we're going through situations, the worst thing that we can do is stop praying and withdraw ourselves. That is the time you need to press in the most. And God already knows you're pressing. But he will reward your faithfulness, your perseverance, your persistence. We can't just lay down and take it. I seen something dynamic on yesterday. I seen what the power of prayer and unity coming together can do when we all have the same mindset and the same goal. You can pack a mighty punch, and I believe we have the victory from what I saw. I was placed in a position where I was able to see something dynamic, and I was able to see some of our men and women in God fighting the battle, the spiritual warfare of prayer, coming to the need of someone. Sometimes we are called across, and sometimes we're called to be warriors. And we know we don't fight in the physical sense, but we fight in the spiritual sense. And prayer is one of those arsenals that we have. Fasting also, if called upon. Have you ever turned down your plate for a friend? Have you ever, has the Holy Spirit ever put it in your heart, today I want you to turn down your plate? And you're not doing this for you. You're doing this for your fellow brother or sister in Christ. Or you're doing this for a situation because you want to see God move immediately. You want to break the yoke of that heavy burden or whatever it is that you're trying to get God to move in. This is one of the powerful ways that we as Christian sisters and brothers can do that. And sometimes we're called to help to carry someone else's cross. Remember when Jesus was walking, another brother came in and stepped in to help him carry that cross. And sometimes God is calling us to do just that. When we see a brother or sister struggling, do you sit there and ridicule them? Do you judge them? We're called to bring people to the cross, not nail them to the cross. So sometimes we're called to help, stand in the gap, pray. And I'm not just talking about some okie-dokie five-minute prayer. I'm talking about prayer. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I've been learning that here lately. That's been in my spirit. Basically saying treat people the way that you would want to be treated. But us as being sisters and brothers in Christ, and we know that prayer is very powerful. We can turn down our plates. We can come into agreement, and we can tear down the walls of Jericho. We can do many things. Many battles have been won just by these two things alone. You put these two components together, I can see why the devil fights against us. You ever called, you ever determined in your heart, I'm going to fast this day. And as soon as you start that, then all of a sudden everybody want to take you out to lunch. They come up, they got special meals, and you're like, geez, weezy. Oh, yeah, we wanted to call and invite you out to lunch, dinner. You're like, okay, well, I can't go right now. But you find all these things coming up against you. That's the devil trying to distract you because he knows how important that is. Not only with the prayer, you come with the fasting. You not only get God's attention, but you get Satan and his imp's attention too. That's why he tries to fight against you. He makes you think, you know, you're taking medication. You can't afford to fast right now. Yes, even then, you can do it. There's many different ways we can fast. It's many different ways. Maybe you can eat a little bit, eat a little earlier, and then turn down your plate. You can take in a little water, or you can do a Daniel fast, where you can just eat vegetables and fruit. But this is very effective in us as believers and in the body of Christ. We have to get back to the principal things so that we can be adequate to fight the battles. We got to be strengthened within our own self, and we got to be ready. And this is one way we can get ready. So when we face these battles, like I saw yesterday, we are ready. We are equipped to do it. And we stand with our other brothers and sisters. Now we're building a circle of prayer, and I believe that nothing can come up against that. We will see the results if we keep on keeping on. Let me just show you three key effective prayers found in just two scriptures. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. There are three key effective components in those two scriptures. One, asking for anything. We know that whatever, we know we have confidence in God that whatever we pray for in Christ Jesus, we know that he hears us and that he will give it to us if it is in his will. Number two, seeking according to God's will. I just said that. We know that whatever we ask for in confidence, we know God will give it to us if it is in his will to do it. Remember, God cannot go against his word. And number three, we knock until he hears us. Meaning we keep on and we keep on and we keep on and we keep on and we persist and we persist and we persist. And we will not be moved. And we're going to keep praying until we hear something from the Lord, until we see someone. He gives us some kind of confirmation. But then that's where our faith comes in. After we prayed, we feel peace, and we fall back, and we say, okay, God, I know that you heard me. I know that you will answer this. Maybe not the way I want you to, but I know that you will answer, and you will provide, and you will give me the solution, the strategy, the strength that I need to go forward in this situation. What are you facing today? What are your cares? What are your concerns? What are you asking God for? Are you faltering under your fear? Are you faltering under the cares of this world? Or are you pressing in? Just like Jehoshaphat did. Just like the Israelites did. Just like Nehemiah did. What do you believe in God for? We are the sheep of God's pasture. And I heard someone say this, we should not be running. Matter of fact, it was Pastor Bradford. We should not be running from things that we just should not be running from as children of God. Sometimes you just got to stand and fight. And I don't know about you, but I would rather be that kind of Christian woman that I'm going to stand and fight. Now, I was a fighter in the natural sense when I was younger. I was a fighter. I was a physical fighter. I would fight no matter what. Once I got my bearing and understood, I said, okay, I'm not going to let you take, you know, let you see me fair. So I would fight for myself. Did I always win? No. But the person knew that I stood my ground. I'm not going to run. No matter what happens, you know, if we got to do it like this, I mean, fighting wasn't like it is now. Now, you know, the fights are unfair because they bring a knife to a gunfight, a gun, and this, that, the third, you know. But back then, we would fight it out, you know, and your parents would stand there and let you do it. Okay, you better get out there and fight, else I'm going to be, you know, they usually they're there waiting with a belt or something to knock the fool out of you. You know, I used to always run, but then one day I just said, no, no more running. If I got to take this butt whipping from my mother and then my aunties behind them, then I'd rather get out here and fight. Because at least I'm showing them I fought, or at least I tried. And did I always win? No. But it helped me to build courage in a sense, and in a weird sense, it helped me to build courage that I don't have to fear anyone. And then once I became saved in the Lord, I learned I don't have to fear anything but God. So now I add that physical aspect, I turn that over and add it to my spiritual component, and now I am a fighter in Christ. But I don't fight in the physical anymore. I fight in the spiritual realm. But I can remember some of those things that I was taught. You see, they're going to keep bullying you. See, the devil's going to keep coming after you if you don't stand and use the authority and the power that God has given you. Just like it was in the natural. I remember that. They're going to keep bullying you. They're going to keep coming after you. They're going to keep picking at you because they sense something in you. They sense the fear in you. Now turn that around spiritually. The devil senses that in you. So he comes and he comes in, he sees that area that you're dreading and that area that got you, you know, frazzled, anxious. And then he feeds on that. So basically what he's saying to you, like the bully said to you in the natural, what you going to do about it? What you going to do? Stand here and cry? Or what you going to do? Go grab a bottle? or grab a marijuana stick, or what you going to do? Grab a plate of food, go on, eat yourself to death. And gluttony is also a sin. Or what are you going to do? Or are you going to stand and pray the good fight of faith? That's what we are called to do. I pray that this word has helped somebody to understand the power of fasting and praying, but also helping you to understand the effectiveness of praying in every aspect of your life, no matter what you're facing. I believe that God can do anything, and I believe that nothing is impossible to them that believe. And the more that I serve God, the more that I keep walking with him, and I'm surrounded around a great bunch of people. I'm surrounded around a good base of people. I mean, as far as my spiritual family, I believe I have been placed in the right family right now. I mean, I'm surrounded around some great men and women of God, and the women are very powerful prayer warriors. I respect and I love them, and I'm sitting back, I'm looking, I'm taking everything, and I know sometimes certain people that I know, they think I'm not listening, I'm not looking, but I am. I'm looking and I'm taking notes and I'm learning, because I'm sitting and I'm watching how they go through tests, trials, and tribulations. And when they come through with the victory, and I'm hearing God say greater things than this, then you can do it too, Shannon. It's in you too. I don't know who I'm speaking to on this line. It's in you too. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, and he is no respecter of person. What he will do for one, he will do for any of us. All we got to do is live right, do right. You know, we got to put some effort into this thing. What I saw yesterday was very profounding to me. When I came home and I sat back in my chair and I thought about it, I said, wow, that was very powerful. We all working together in prayer for someone who's going through a tough situation. And it made me feel good to fight in the spiritual, because that was what was more powerful than the physical aspects. But it made me feel good, and it made me feel very humble. As I drove home in my car, I was very humbled by the experience. Believe you me, I am nothing without God. I do my boasting in the Lord, because only I know what God is bringing me through and what God has pulled me out of. So I am always humble. I still be looking around. God, you mean me? Isn't it so great to serve God with that same humility and boldness and confidence? So whatever you're facing today, just to leave you, just remember that Jesus is also human. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing. He knows it. But all we got to do is just dig our heels in. And as it says in Psalms, I believe 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Some of us have decisions to make in the next few weeks. We want to make the right decisions. We want to go the right way, God's way, not the wrong way. Most of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren for some of us will be going back to school, and our children, we want to be ready by prayer. We want to be ready by some of us fasting. We're expecting God to bless us. We want the wisdom and direction to spend that money wisely and not foolishly. We're getting prepared for mates and marriages. We want to take God's perspective so we can be ready to be a good wife or an obedient wife and a good husband. Either way, no matter what you're facing, prayer should be the first start. You have an intimate conversation with God, allowing him to fill you up with wisdom and direction to know which way to go. No matter what you're facing, God is always the way to go first. Go to him first. And if he calls you to do a fast, take comfort and be of good cheer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to fall back. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that's enough. I'm always grateful when God uses me. Because I like being used. I feel like I'm the least in the kingdom, but I still want to be used. And I want to use everything that God gave me. And if it can help somebody, if it can renew, strengthen somebody, and help them throughout their day, I'm even more humbled. Because to God belongs all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Because it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. If I could say anything to the listening audience, be strong, be diligent, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and don't give up. God is still in control of this world. This world is not in control of God. We have the victory. Just hold fast the professions of your faith. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for using me for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for trusting me with your anointing and with your words. I pray that someone was elevated, renewed, strengthened, oh God, or just was filled with your presence, God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. And thank you, Lord, for always being there for us, God. Strengthen our hearts, God. If you are telling us to turn down our place, God, we know that you'll see us through it. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us these powerful tools, God, helping us to stay connected, helping us to stay rooted and grounded in you, God. We thank you, God, for all of the blessings that you also make possible, the food, the clothing, the shelter, and everything else that you provide. We thank you for the blessings of the day and all the blessings that are on the way. In Jesus' name, I do pray with thanksgiving. Okay. Thank you so much for chiming in today. It was an awesome day. I had an awesome time this morning getting up, just meditating on the word of God. Don't have any announcements, or at least I wasn't given any, but remember just to continue to chime in. We invite you, friends and family, to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org for more information about the ministry. And if you want to give, you can also find information there in the website. Once again, it's lifewordjesus.org. You can donate, or you can find important information about prayer and different other things that they may have going on throughout the ministry. We have the praise party every other Friday. I believe we just had it last night, so it won't be until the next Friday. But you're welcome to come in and chime in on that. And that number for that, for the praise party, is 385-799-9729. And also the Blog Talk Radio, which is the number you call in. That's the best number if you want to come in the morning and you want to start your day off with Jesus and with a word of encouragement to build you up, to get you ready for your day. That's a good number to start with, a time to start with, 6 a.m. That number is 914-205-5423. And that's the Blog Talk Radio number. Okay. I also have the call to altar. If there's anybody on this line who is not saved, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and maybe you want to give your life to him, maybe you never did it before, but you want to do it now, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God, and I want to ask you to open up your heart and receive God as your Lord and Savior, especially in these last and evil days. In John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name. That's some of the benefits of when you say yes to God. God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5 and 8. And you know that, wait a minute, let me see. For this cause, John, I think it's 3, 3:15. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. All of these reasons, but the most important reason is because sin separates us from God. If you leave this earth, you will die spiritually. But if you receive God's gift of life today, you will rise again. You will rise again in Christ Jesus. So will you come and pray with me right now to receive Christ as your personal Savior? God is knocking on the doors of your heart. And all you have to do is just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. Yes. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for my sins. I invite Jesus into my life as my Savior and as my Lord. And I thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. I ask these things in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, Jesus, if you prayed that prayer, you can trust God to keep you. And he has offered you eternal life. It is now your personal possession. You don't have to worry about it anymore if you repeated that prayer. You know, coming on God's side is the only side to be on. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. You know, I used to dip and dab and try other religions before I became a Christian. I mean, I was always a Christian first, but I wasn't wholeheartedly doing it. And I dabbled and dabbled a little bit with Jehovah's Witness and different things. But God kept drawing me back. And this is the only life that I know to live. And this is how I'm going to go. I told my children, I said, that's it for me. Don't come to me with no Buddha. Don't come to me with no Jehovah. Don't come to me with this and that. My way of life is the only way that I know, and that is Jesus. And I told somebody the other day, I said, see, I'm a foreigner here. This is not my home. I'm striving for a place, and that is heaven. I hope that is your same desire today. I pray that this word and everything that I have said or done today, that God gave God all the praise, honor, and the glory, but someone was helped. If one person was helped, if one person was encouraged, I feel like I have served God the right way. I pray that he is pleased with me, and I believe that he is, in Jesus' name. All that you do, all that you say, let it be for God, not for nobody else, for God. Because only what we do for him is going to matter in the end, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all those on the line, God. We thank you, God, as we prepare to depart, God, going to our different places. I don't know if we're traveling, going back to bed, but no matter what, God, we pray your peace, your wisdom, your joy, your direction over us, God, as we travel to and from our destinations, God. We cancel all accidents, incidents, rule, rage, and anything else that will come in and try to hinder us, God. Give us the wisdom, the direction that we need. Give us the will to hear your voice today, God. Give us the will to live right, to love, to fight the good fight of faith, God, to be obedient, God, even if our flesh doesn't want to, Lord. Let us die to the desires and cares of this nasty flesh, that we will live for you. As Sister Nancy said, this flesh is nasty, and it wants what it wants, but we don't have to feed it what it wants. In Jesus' name. So, God, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for living in and through us, God. Thank you for stepping up in our situations, and thank you, God, for meeting all of our financial needs, God. So many of us need financial blessings, God. We thank you for the overflow, God. Thank you for meeting the needs of our homes, our cars, every situation, God. It's already in your hands, God. But once you give it to us, give us the wisdom to spend it wisely and not foolishly, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing our Freda Bradford. Thank you for strengthening this woman of God. Thank you for anointing her mind, body, and spirit, her three beautiful daughters, her five grandchildren, and all of her family, God. We just want to cover them, God. Pastor Westfield, her siblings, everyone, God. We just plead the blood of Jesus, God. I ask for you to continue to bless her 160-30-fold, God. But she is truly out here on the battlefield, God, fighting the good fight of faith, praying, God. She steps in, God, intentionally, God. And that's why the devil fights against us so hard, because she is a strong, grounded in the word of God. She is one of your trees planted by the still waters. Continue to flourish her. Continue to replenish her. Continue to restore her, God, today, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, God. And thank you for strengthening her, God, for the days ahead, Lord's will, God. And as she stands with you, God, I stand with her. And many of us on this line, we stand with her, God, to fight the good fight of faith, God. We thank you for covering her, Erica, God, Nia, and Tanisha, God, strengthening these women as well. And everyone, God, we thank you, God, for blessing and keeping us, mind, body, and spirit, God. We thank you for your healing over us, mind, body, and spirit. And, Lord, I seal this prayer under your blood as I decree and declare that the gates of hell will now prevail. And I decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Not unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us blameless before the only wise God be dominion and power, both now and forever. My mind, my heart, and my soul says amen, amen, amen. Everyone have a blessed day and have a good day. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord.